John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello, and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Another late night game. I think it's the last like late one of the season. Yanks are playing the Angels. I am BBD. Oh my God, my computer's yelling at me. I'm BBD. Dan Rourke is here. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, dude. I'm having a pretty solid day so far. I think this is our last West Coast game of the year.
Right?
Yeah, and I got to say, dude, now that we're done with him, I can confidently say I love him, and I have not gotten tired of him, so I'm going to kind of miss it. Not going to lie.
Hell yeah. Hold on.
And that's the only time that's the only time you ever hit me up to do pregame, so I see how it is.
when I'm going from home, I need my guy.
I got you, bro, always. But I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Kind of a weird day, but we're not doing Talking Yanks, like the recap, until the morning.
Okay, so, I guess it works with the off day, so.
Yeah, with the off day tomorrow, and it's just so late tonight, so I feel way better about it once we made that decision, because this could have been a, like, long literally, night. I was going to be there till 3 a.m., so.
No bueno.
I'll get a normal night's sleep. I'll still be up late watching this one, but yeah, we're in a good spot.
Good, glad to hear it, man.
Gonna close that. I just got Yankees a haircut a that I was spot. Telling you I don't like, so it's gonna be a couple Which, hat days for me.
I'll repeat what I said off camera. You still look absolutely phenomenal. So let's get that straight, as always.
Appreciate it. On today's pregame show and every pregame show, we will go over the lineup. We will discuss the pitching path to victory. We'll talk about what we're watching for. Flip the order. What we're watching for comes before that. We will do the homer draft. We will go over the over-under. We'll talk about some premonitions we're having. And then we will stand up.
Yes, we will. I got that part down now, bro. That used to be like the part I get a little hesitant and nervous about, like, when do I stand? But I think I kind of got it down.
You're a fast learner, dog.
I guess. I mean, six episodes in, it only took long enough, but I appreciate the support.
The Yankees, the team we like, they will be starting Gerrit Cole tonight against the Angels. DJ LeMahieu is leading off at first base today. Andrew Benintendi batting second and left. Aaron Judge is in right field, not center field, batting third. Stanton is the DH. He bats fourth. Josh Donaldson is at third, batting fifth. Gleyber Torres will be in the sixth hole, playing second base. Jose Trevino behind the dish. Aaron Hicks back in the mix. Rhyme batting eighth in center field, and IKF is batting ninth at shortstop. Dan, anything stick out to you about this lineup?
Listen, I understand starting a lefty today, and if Anthony Rizzo hadn't hit two homers before, I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, get Hicks in there, fine. Lefty, give Rizzo a day going into an off day. Back issues, I understand. This is kind of a game, what I would call a Dan work. Must win, you know, which is kind of like a non-mathematical. If you lose this game, like, you're feeling kind of crappy, right? Want to win a series. I would have much
especially
rather
especially off day tomorrow, and we'd have to sit in it if they lose.
Absolutely, dude. So, I mean, yeah, I much have taken Rizzo against the lefty than, you know, getting Hicks in there. But I guess, I mean, besides that, I mean, even at this point, Gleyber Torres, I was kind of excited yesterday, not going to lie, because I was hoping that when I saw his name wasn't in there and what Boone said about how he's kind of in between or whatever quote he gave about his offense, I was thinking that we should probably go for like a two straight games of benching in a way leading into the day off. I think that would have made the
most
like
sense. Soft reset.
Yeah, you know, exactly. So that would have been my go-to, but yeah, dude, they're sitting. So this is what we got.
Yeah, I would have liked to see Rizzo. I mean, this year, I think the left-right splits are starting to catch him, but historically, he hasn't been significantly worse against lefties. He might even be like the same. So with him homering last two games, that's a little upsetting. But at the same time, I don't know who else you get in there. Kind of Josh Donaldson has really only been hitting lefties this year. And even then, it's not really anything crazy. Glaber's been much better against lefties this year. So they both sort of have to be in. Stanton, they're not going to play in the outfield yet. So I get how it happens, but I don't right. like it.
I'll just say, I mean, yeah, no, I totally get it. And you definitely think a lot more logically than I do. It's just when Donaldson's batting fifth instead of yeah. like sixth or seventh, the lineup looks dramatically less deep. So
yeah, that's kind
of
my when he and or Glaber can be down a little bit and then they're like fully a bonus piece, whatever they give you. It's just yeah. a way better feeling. And right. So that means the bench today, Hicks is in. So it's Tilo, Higgy, Rizzo, and Oswaldo Cabrera.
Yeah, which I believe is like, that has to be, I mean, maybe not, but I feel like that's like his first day off since being called up.
I think it's the first time he's not been in the starting lineup since being put on the roster.
It feels like it. It definitely feels like it.
I think it is. I know the other day, I think Curry had said it was like 12 straight starts for him. So I don't think mm-hmm. that he got another one in the last 3 days besides this. So,
but hey,
that kind of stinks. I'd like to watch him.
Absolutely. But same time, I got faith in our ace. We should win no matter what. I think, and this is kind of my not a hot take really at all, but I think the rest of the season Cole's gonna ride, and by the end of the year, ERA will be below three. And that's my prediction. Locking in.
So it's tough that Royals game continues to stick out in my head where he got the five earned runs that should have all been unearned because I can't even get the error. It's whatever. Yeah. So I've been doing. Every time I look at Cole, I'm like, all right, well, what would his ERA be with five fewer runs given up? But it looks a lot better. Yeah, I guess Hicks being in here, I think he's hit lefties better this year. Got to play him sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the splits. I'm past that, though, with Hicks, to be honest. I think, you don't. I mean, I guess maybe once more, like, when Bader comes, that's when I'm kind of like, all right, Hicks is done. So I guess he's on his last legs now. Like, he better start hitting over the next, like, week or two, because I imagine with Bader hitting, I think next week they're saying or something like or close to next week. You figure like a September 15th return is maybe possible. So like Hicks probably has like, yeah. So I mean, like Hicks better do something in the next like couple weeks or
he yeah. The one thing because when it's for Oswaldo with the off day coming, that guy doesn't need the double rest. Like if they were trying to get Judge a DH day or something, and that's like sure.
Yeah, but I think another part of it too about why this lineup isn't ideal for me is I loved yesterday's lineup so much, even before they scored seven runs. I saw that and I was like, you know what, for what we're rolling out there, like roster wise, that's a pretty solid lineup. And I'm usually more of like a Bat Judge 2 kind of guy, but I'm not gonna lie. And they're doing it today. I do like 2-3. LeMahieu, Benintendi, and Judge is nice, especially coming off of it worked like a charm yesterday. I mean, didn't DJ and Benny back to back singles before his homer? So I do like that part. Yeah. And then, of course, Stanton 4.
Yeah, when we actually get to it, I do enjoy what Benny's been doing when he gets to be ahead of Judge.
Yeah.
But apart, it does hurt my soul to not get Judge like as many ABs as possible. 100%. So I'm really curious where I'm gonna be with all that. But when the playoffs get here, and it, like,
well, I'll tell you right now, if the playoffs started tomorrow, my top five is when we were rolling out, I think in the beginning of the Oakland series with Benny lead off. I love DJ out of the five spot. So it was Benny, Judge, Stanton, Rizzo, DJ. I do like splitting up Judge and Rizzo, or Judge and Stanton with Rizzo. Yeah. They weren't doing that. I think that's like where I would go with it, but I definitely like DJ in the five spot.
And they're not doing that again today. They have them back to back, which is just bizarre.
They but haven't I guess done it everybody all since Stanton came back, I don't think.
Yeah. I guess they've only separated them the other day when they did Benny 3, I think is the only time they've been separated.
Which that was ridiculous. I was not a fan of that. You can't put a guy who has 3 at the time, home runs, bat in third. I'm good off that. I think ALDS game 1, dude, I would put money on that Benny's going to be in the leadoff spot. And Judge will bet 2, DJ 5th. As of now.
I'm interested in it. DJ seems to be heating up. If he's hot, then I don't know.
It also comes down to who's healthy too, I guess.
Who's healthy, who's hot, what the matchup is.
Yeah.
Some left right stuff. I guess with the Judge Stanton thing tonight, I mean, they're not playing Rizzo today, lefty on the bump. So it's going to be Donaldson, Glaber, Trevino, or like the other options there. So I guess just get Stanton up there.
Today it makes sense. And actually, now that today you mentioned it's, I mean, it's whatever. Against the lefty, I'm cool stacking Judge and Stanton against the lefty, but I do think like against the righty, it would make more sense to split them up, but whatever.
Yeah. I try not to get hung up on it in the regular season.
Right.
but it's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything specific you're watching for tonight?
Cole to shove. Like, I want, we're at the point now, dude, and this is pretty much like the vibe with the entire team. Like, tomorrow, September 1st, now it's all about, obviously, you know, we have a division to protect still, but getting right, getting hot. Like, I want Cole to go into opposite of last year where he had the hamstring injury and he had a couple rough starts going into October. I want him to just get on his shit, 4-5 good starts to end the year, going to October feeling good, and pitch well against Oakland last time out. And I think he's going to pitch well again tonight. I'm looking for at least 7 innings, maximum of 2 runs. That's my that's my Garrett Cole expectations from here on out, really, until the end of the year.
Pretty much. He can have, they can do like a game where they don't want him to like go over a certain pitch count or something.
Sure,
just
sure.
It's like a tune up where it's like, all right, well, he'll only go 6, but
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
need like length from him every time. That's
especially kinda, after yeah, yesterday with Tyone.
Yeah. And that's all blending into both my what to watch for and the pitching path to victory. I need 7 from Cole tonight. They said it on the broadcast yesterday. They're comfortable getting Tyone out of there after the comebacker and using everybody because they have Cole going today who should give you 7. The only person in the bullpen who should be unavailable is Litke. He's gone back to back. Ron threw 25 pitches, so Marinacci is probably also out.
How many did Weiser throw yesterday?
17, and I guess he did an up down. So, right, he went more than he went across 2 innings.
Right, yeah, that's why I thought it would be more, but okay.
So they probably want to avoid him.
Yeah, shout out to him yesterday. He was filthy.
So Clay should be good for the 9th, and it's depends on matchups.
By the way, real quick, pumped about Clay. Do you see the that one nerd statistic about the arm slot? How it's back to where it was in the first.
Oh,
well, I mean, like, awesome. I'm like the worst person to explain this, but yeah, how and
but
the
his,
first,
his
guess,
arms back where
first
it was.
Half his arm slot was like 1.05 something like that, which is really good or release point something like that.
Yeah,
and
it's like
during his
like drop a little bit or something, and
yeah, from the Cincinnati game on, it was I guess dramatically lower. But his first game back from the IL the other night was back to where he was in the first half. So at least one game in to his return. That's exciting.
Yeah, that's good. Weissert also is going to be unavailable. 2 innings yesterday. And I don't think they would have him do back-to-backs anyway. They don't really – I think minor leaguers, they try not to do that.
I mean, you could pretty much just go, yo, if you get 7 from Cole.
If you get 7 from Cole.
Loaisiga and Holmes.
Yeah, Loaisiga. If he's out, I'm comfortable with Wandy or Trevino.
Yeah. Oh, Trevino could, yeah.
And Holmes.
Yeah, eighth might be Trevino now that I think about it, yeah.
Yeah, unless there's just like a bunch of lefties.
I'm comfortable with any pitching path to victory from what I'm looking at right now. Like, it seems like
as long as Cole gives
paths that I'm cool with. Right, exactly. Yep.
It really is all on Cole.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us to the Homer
Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Sorry, I went a little too fast with it.
No, you're good. My computer, ESPN, I looked up, I was looking at yesterday's box score, and then, you know, they do the auto video that always sneaks up on you. The Homer
ESPN's
Draft.
Your go-to, huh? For the box
if score. If I'm just looking for a quick box score, yes.
I hear like ESPN, I don't fancy ESPN too much. I always go to, that's the one for like lineups and stuff. That's like the one thing I still use like MLB at bat for, just going like the box score.
Like during a game, I go to like the MLB app.
Yeah.
But if I'm going like, what was yesterday's game on my computer? I'm just like, ESPN.com.
I hear you. That's hey, it. You can't go wrong.
Homer Draft's in a fascinating place. I did a solo pregame show Monday. I got a homer from Judge. The audience had Glaber and Stanton who didn't homer. Then yesterday, Zach went 2-for-2 on his homer draft. He had Rizzo and Judge. They both homered. I went 0-for with Oswaldo and Stanton. I get the first pick. So you cannot take Glaber, Stanton, Rizzo, Judge. I can't take Judge, DJ, Oswaldo, or Stanton. So that would mean I should take Donaldson with my first pick and Glaber with my second because he's unavailable to you. So I'm taking Donaldson. He's not an option for you. Neither are Glaber, Stanton, Judge, or Rizzo.
Herb. Okay. So am I getting both my picks right now?
Yep. You have both of your picks. You can't pick Donaldson, Glaber, Stanton, Rizzo, or Judge.
Herb. Okay, cool. DJ. I was going to pick him regardless of what my options were. So DJ's going to go deep tonight.
DJ, like it.
And damn, I ain't got too much to pick from then.
Yeah, last game of the series.
Going deep, Trevino. I wouldn't feel bad about Trevino. Yeah.
Lefty on the bump. Trevino. You believe in righty Hicksy?
No, I don't. I'm pretty much between Benintendi and Trevino. So screw it. I'll go with Trevino. I can pick him, right? He's not taken.
Yeah. You're Word. Good.
Yeah, so who did I pick? LeMahieu and Trevino.
DJ and Trevino. I have Donaldson and Glaber. Glaber.
Glaber going deep would be nice. If I could put like all my energy into one human being to go deep tonight, Glaber would be my pick. Because that would be pretty. I'm concerned about him, man. How'd you feel about my tweet yesterday? Was it a little dramatic? Do you see the one where I was like, no, I did say almost. I said almost, but when James Smythe, shout out Tone the Slab, put out his first and second half splits, I'm looking at it and I can understand why some people think this is being like a little out there, but I was like, you could almost fully blame. I don't want to say blame. That's the wrong word I use, but I was like, you could almost fully blame the Yankees second half struggles on Glaber's second half or on Glaber's.
If you had to pick like one person.
Right. Now, obviously there's other factors in that, but
yeah, nobody else has been like hot besides Judge, but.
Right. Yeah. And if you, or if we were transported to a world where Glaber did have like even close to his first half numbers, I do think we're in like a dramatically different spot right now.
I'm really hoping with the change of the month, he can finish the year strong and we'll be in a good place with him by the playoffs.
There's a difference between like the struggles while they have been struggling, like Rizzo and DJ, but like you look at like the second half splits. I mean, Rizzo's still like above league average. I think like a 120.
Yeah, he hasn't been a high average guy all year.
Right.
He's sacrifice some average for a little more slug this year.
Yeah. So hopefully Glaber gets
and
back.
Glaber and DJ, we know, had the toe stuff and whatever. Glaber, yeah. I think he knows he was on the trade block a little bit.
Do you think that affects him? I mean, I guess it could.
Yeah. I mean, I think he likes it here.
But like, you know, if I was being like, if I thought I was about to be shipped out, like my way of like dealing with it would be just to play even better. Like, yo, you try to trade this. What I'm doing right now, it kind of looks like, man, I wish we did trade you. And I remember at the time when they got that rumor about the Pablo Lopez deal, I was like, man, I want Lopez, but I'm not too sure I want to give up Glaber.
Yeah, Glaber and like the prospects.
Yeah, because there was a point Glaber was on pace for like a 6 BWAR, I'm pretty sure. And now I don't even know what he's at.
Yeah, he definitely fallen a little bit, but he can be back in our good graces pretty easily because Donaldson. 100%. It just hasn't happened yet.
I could also see him lasting on Glaber once the playoffs start. It could just click in for him.
We've
seen
him turn it on a bunch.
Absolutely, especially in October. So,
yeah,
rooting for you, Glaber. We definitely rooting for you.
And he's hit lefties well this year. I think we can unlock him for September.
Let's do it.
I'm ready for it.
I'm excited for September. I like fall. My whole house smells like pumpkin right now. We got one of them Yankee candles. I'm about to buy one for myself. I like the whole like getting into October baseball, football starting, the crisp weather. I'm for it, bro.
Yeah, I could use it being consistently at least a little cooler.
Yeah, give me a little upper 60s action with a breeze. Yeah.
The over under today is 7.5. Garrett Cole on the bump, that adds up. They went over on 9 yesterday.
And that hit, right? 7.40.
Yeah. Yeah, Zach and I both got the under wrong. I was riding unders until I got it wrong.
I usually ride the overs, but you want to go first?
I think I'm on the over today. I think Cole probably gets clipped for like a 2-run shot, which is fine. 7-2 is.
Oh, then Mike Ford.
It's still good. And then I think the Yankees will. We'll hit a little bit. So it's an optimistic get right. 7.5. So it's an optimistic get hot. It's like a preview of what's the September to come.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I hope that happens. I do have the Yankees winning tonight, bias aside. I'm going to take the under, though, because I think it's going to be a 5-2 finish. Cole's going to pitch well. I think the second run will come from not the bullpen, because my prediction for him is 7 innings, 1 run. But yeah, 5-2, 7 runs total. I'll take the under.
I usually
ride the over, too. So this is different for me. I'm switching up a little bit.
The unders have been hitting lately. My first over pick in a while. Change it up. I think that brings us to the last segment of the show. Premonitions. Is there anything you're seeing in tonight's action?
Tonight, I think we'll get another shot at Gerrit Cole doing something funky in the dugout, where it's maybe it's like another banana type situation. Yeah. Not something funky, but something that,
like, we have a fun day with it tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. It's something that maybe Jake does another video on, something like that, where Cole does something that we're all talking about. That's my premonition. It's a very Gerrit Cole focused show for me today.
I like that.
What about you?
It's an important game for Gerrit.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Mike Ford's going to be a pain in our ass again.
I see that. Like, really, when you said that, like,
maybe it's not a homer, but he's gonna do something.
Yeah,
it's like almost cheating because it's so obvious.
Yeah, no, he's been a thorn in our side so far. I hear that, bro. I think you're right about that. If Cole gives up a homer tonight, it's gonna be to Mike Ford. I'm like pretty certain about that.
Yes, yeah. That feels so right.
Were you like at first thrown off by his motions towards the dugout? Or not? We find out it was towards a fan, but. I was like, there's no chance that's towards the Yankee. I feel like he's too nice of a guy. I feel like he was getting along.
Yeah,
he
got along with the Yankees. I don't think he would start shit at the same time if he was trying to.
Be stupid.
I don't blame him for like not liking the Yankees because they gave up on him.
But also, I feel like he's the most try-hard thing ever. I feel like, it's like, yeah, true. Princeton boy.
He's not.
Right?
He's not that stupid. Yeah, went to Princeton. Yeah. Bright guy. I don't think he's trying to start shit.
I wouldn't think so either. I mean, we now know you said he was pointing towards, like,
I'll take his word for it.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it. Everyone enjoy the game tonight. Dan, I hope Gerrit Cole delivers for you.
I hope he delivers for you and for all of us. Let's win a series tonight, bro. Let's win a series and feel good going into the off day. And then we can say we are 7-3 in our last 10 games, right?
That'd be all right.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that, right? Made six.
Difference between a win and a loss is pretty big.
It's stage
vibes going into the trap.
Mm-hmm. Big series.
Everyone watching on YouTube, the recap I said at the top of the show, the series recap will be tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. Just a late night. Just gonna wake up in the morning and do it.
Oh yeah. So, I think that's better
for all
of us.
See you guys then.
I want to be able to watch it in the morning.
Yeah. A little breakfast in the morning with the boys.
Yeah, dude. Coffee and talking Yanks.